FreeTalkLive.com. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Literally bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And don't forget, you can log on, join the fun at freetalklive.com. We have got the bulletin board system with literally thousands of posts, over 4,000 posts now there, for you to peruse at your leisure. And we also have hundreds of people posting there. We cracked the 300 mark like yesterday or the day before, and now we're well on our way to 350.
Wow, that's awesome.
It is amazing.
People love Free Talk Live.
I think we can also make an announcement here that this Saturday...
I love announcements.
You're going to get 50% more Free Talk Live.
Huzzah!
On Saturday nights.
50% more free.
Exactly. 50% more Free Talk Live.
That's right.
Actually, we're just expanding the show an hour, so technically it is 50% more since we're a two-hour show on Saturday. We were a two-hour show. Now we're going to be from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time Saturday night. So now we can say, Manwich, that we're Monday through Saturday from 7 to 10 Eastern, which means...
It's a lot easier to say. I can't say that I'm all fired up, excited about working an extra hour on Saturday.
Well, if you've got a problem with it, I'm sure I can find a replacement for you.
Why don't you pound salt in your butt?
Alrighty then.
Oh, man.
You know, that reminds me that I'm going to have to update all of our promos now. I have to get old Bobby Garrett back out here and cut a fresh liner for us so we can...
You act like he's
everyone.
The only one who can cut a liner.
He's the voice of Free Talk Live, the promo voice of Free Talk Live. Anyway, so
he doesn't even have a setup at his own house that he could just do it and then
He does have a setup, but it's not as good of a setup as what we have here at the studio.
He's got to travel like 100 miles to
something like that. But he's dedicated. Anyway, 800. Yeah,
everybody who works in this show sure is.
You know, the man
for the pay.
He's a rock and roll disc jockey in Fort Myers, and he likes the idea of getting his voice out on a syndicated. Radio show, so why not?
He's got a distinctive voice, that's
and
for sure.
One of these nights he might actually come out here on a Saturday night, so that'll be fun.
That would
if
be
if you're an old school listener of Free Talk Live, you may remember the few times we've had Bob on the air with us, and it's always fun. 1-800-259-9231, toll free 800-259-9231. So we've got stuff that we want to talk about tonight. But if you don't call in with your topics, with your issues, with the things that's on your mind, then we have to bring things up.
That's how the show works, is that people call in with whatever they want to talk about, and the show belongs to the caller.
Exactly right. So, I stumbled across something today, actually in Rolling Stone.
Boy, that's got to be the first time we've ever done an article out of Rolling Stone.
It is, I think, the first time we've ever done an article from Rolling Stone, although this one's pretty important. We've been talking about on this show a number of times in the past how we seem to be heading towards draft time, the return to the draft, if you will, in this country. There's a lot of evidence that's been pointing to it, and as always, we promise to bring you any sort of new evidence that we stumble across. Until this point, it's kind of just been hypothesizing. It's kind of just been, in theory that, well, these certain pieces of evidence are leading us in this direction. No official word has really ever come down until this point.
Until
the draft
this point.
Is going to be happening. Now, I'll make it clear that the big draft isn't going to be happening quite yet. That's not the official word here. Now, according to Rolling Stone, there will be a draft coming.
Ugh.
And shall we get into the details here?
Heck yeah. What are you talking about?
Well, we'll find out. Uncle Sam wants you. This is, again, Rolling Stone. He needs you. He'll bribe you to sign up. He'll strong-arm you to re-enlist. And if that's not enough, he's got a plan to draft you. In the 3 decades since the Vietnam War, the all-volunteer army has become a bedrock principle of the American military. According to Vice President Dick Cheney, it's a magnificent force because those serving are ones who signed up to serve. But with the Army and Marines perilously overextended by the war in Iraq, that volunteer foundation is starting to crack. Hey, I wonder if they knew if that rhymed. The weekend warriors of the Army Reserve and National Guard now make up almost half of the fighting force on the front lines, and young officers in the Reserve are retiring in droves. The Pentagon, which can barely attract enough recruits to maintain current troop levels, has involuntarily extended the enlistments of as many as 100,000 soldiers.
Wow, 100,000.
Poor folks. That's stop loss, which is what we talked about.
And it's just so easy to read it, but when you think about it, I mean, these guys signed a contract to do you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years in the military,
mm-hmm.
and that's what they thought they were going to do. But there's a little trick in that contract. The trick says that this contract, you know, includes all the rules of military conduct. What's
right. The Uniform Code of Military Justice, I believe?
Whatever it is. That, you know, this
the tome of law.
A huge
right,
military law. And one of those laws is, if we've got to keep you, we can.
Yep.
So this contract that you're signing for 2 years, 1 year, it's for life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Life.
And that 1 weekend a month? Out the window.
Yeah. Because you're going to go into Iraq, son.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care if you signed up for college. You need to catch some bullets.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
And it seems unfair to me.
What's that? You're running a business during the week? You've got a family? You've got a life? You thought you were just going to get away with weekends? 1 weekend a month?
Sorry.
We fooled you. Should have read the whole UCMJ. Well, anyway, 100,000 people have had their enlistments mandatorily extended.
Didn't they do a stop loss for a 73-year-old man?
No. That was, they asked him to come back.
Okay.
There was a 70-something-year-old man who was a doctor, they former military person. They asked him to come back into active duty.
Wow.
Because that's how badly they need medical personnel. Now, he did it on his own because he's a, you know, he's one of those, oh, I love the military types.
Yeah.
So he didn't
well, God bless him. He's allowed to.
Yeah, sure.
But it just,
it would have been horrible if it had been a draft of a 73-year-old man. That would have been really, really pathetic. Well, anyway, desperate for troops, the Army has lowered its standards to let in 25% more high school dropouts.
Ooh, the Army.
I can almost see an advertising brochure. The Army, now with 25% more high school dropouts.
Now, does that mean people that get GEDs? Is that what you're saying?
Doesn't say they have to have a GED. Just could mean that, I guess the old requirement was they had to have a certain percentage. You know, they could only allow a certain percentage in that was high school dropouts, meaning they dropped out and that's it. And the Army's like their only option. Or at least so they are told by the military recruiters. And now, and those probably are the easiest people to get into the military because the recruiters, all they have to do is just, you know, explain how you have no life. Come join the military.
We'll pay for college.
Well, I can't say. Now, every
we'll
job
pay for your GED.
Every job application has a little check here if you have a high school diploma box, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've always checked here because I have a high school diploma. As a matter of fact, things went funny with my high school diploma, and I actually have two.
Hey,
two different high schools. But I don't think anybody's ever asked me to produce my sheepskin. You know?
No, I've never been asked.
Can I see your high school diploma, son? Because I'm not so sure that you're a high school graduate. Now, perhaps
just take your word for it.
Perhaps it's my diction. Perhaps it's the way I comport myself. You know, people don't have to ask or anything like that. But I wonder, how valuable is this document? Certainly the learning is good, but the actual document in and of itself, how valuable is that? I mean, if I would have stopped at 11 and a half grades instead of 12, I don't think I learned a lot in that last last semester of high school.
No,
that's
a good point.
I know I didn't.
Not a lot of retention there.
I don't know. Senioritis, right?
Well, I was certainly ready to go.
So 800-259-9231 if you want to comment on the draft situation. There's much, much more to this. So they've lowered their standards, and they're now taking 25% more high school dropouts. The Marines are now offering as much as $30,000 to anyone who re-enlists. So they haven't stopped everyone from retiring. Just, I don't know what the rules are as far as who they determine is prevented from retiring and who is not. But there are some people who are still able to get out of it. They're offering $30,000 now as a reenlistment bonus. That's how desperate these people are to keep people in the Corps.
That makes sense. It's great to have a $30,000 reenlistment bonus. That's fine.
As long as you get out alive. 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
Are you and your family members getting enough minerals in their daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. Kids who may not be doing as well in school and having a hard time studying ought to be looking at a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call for C Minerals at 877-817-9829 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost in the immune system. C Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful and energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help from Minerals from the Sea. Call for C Minerals today at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Bring up anything. Political, personal, pop culture, literally, we'll talk to you about whatever's on your mind. Maybe you've got a rant you want to get off your chest. You've got an issue or an agenda that you want to push. We're here for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And again, don't forget you can log on at freetalklive.com and check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. That's another thing that's new on the website. Not the Shrine, but there's a new section to the Shrine.
Yes, I saw that. That's great.
The Hall of Shame.
The Hall of Shame.
Oh, no. I haven't seen it yet.
We've decided to bring back all of those fake Shriners, all of the ones that we have outed in the past, and give them their own section of the Shrine. Of course, it's the very, very bottom of the page, but just kind of pay tribute to those who have pulled the wool over our eyes over the years. The
dirty fakers?
Yeah, exactly. Well, some of them pulled the wool, and some of them just failed miserably. But nonetheless, they have now been... I guess, preserved.
Resurrected?
In the shrine. Resurrected slash preserved in the new Hall of Shame section of the Free Talk Live Shrine of Female Listeners. You can link to it straight from the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. So be sure you go there and check that out.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, keep listening to Free Talk Live because we talk about it all the time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
We are all members. We're all moving to New Hampshire. And we're all going to live a better life than the rest of you people.
Just a little colder.
Yes, that's true. Call 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604, freestateproject.org.
So what we're talking about right now is the return to the draft in the United States. No, it's not officially happening all the way quite yet, but there's some amazing admissions by the Selective Service and the surrounding individuals and organizations of the government that'll come out in this article here as we get through it from the Rolling Stone. Right now they're just talking about how the military's a little bit on the short end when it comes to the troop counts that we have. They've lowered their standards. They, of course, have...
A lot on the short end.
Yeah, they have instituted stop loss, which we'll get into in a little while, but the United States is pouring nearly as much money into incentives for new recruits, almost $300 million, as it is into the Tsunami Fund, for instance, which, of course,
oh, that's nice.
A whole other complete waste of money. The Army's maxed out here, says retired General Merrill McPeak, who served as Air Force Chief of Staff under the first President Bush. The Defense Department and the President seem to still be operating off the rosy scenario that this will be over soon, that this pain is temporary, and therefore we'll just grit our teeth, hunker down, and get out on the other side of this. That's a bad assumption. Again, this is a military general who's saying this. The Bush administration has sworn up and down that it will never reinstate a draft, just like his daddy said that he was not going to raise taxes, right?
No new taxes.
During the campaign last year, the president dismissed the idea as nothing more than rumors on the internet and declared, we're not going to have a draft, period. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, in an op-ed blaming conspiracy mongers for attempting to scare and mislead young Americans... Young Americans, you should be scared, because the draft is a real bad thing. Donald Rumsfeld insisted that, quote, the idea of reinstating the draft has never been debated, endorsed, discussed, theorized, pondered, or even whispered by anyone in the Bush administration. And here's where it gets really interesting. According to Rolling Stone, that assertion that Donald Rumsfeld just made is demonstrably false.
Really?
According to an internal Selective Service memo made public under the Freedom of Information Act, the agency's acting director met with two of Rumsfeld's undersecretaries in February 2003 precisely to debate, discuss, and ponder a return to the draft. That contradicts, I guess, a little bit with the idea that they haven't even discussed, theorized, pondered, or even whispered about it. Again, this is one of those secret memos that luckily someone was able to dredge up. The memo duly notes the administration's aversion to a draft, but also adds this, quote, straight from the memo here, defense manpower officials concede there are critical shortages of military personnel with certain special skills, such as medical personnel, linguists, computer network engineers, etc. The potentially prohibitive cost of attracting and retaining such personnel for military service has led some officials to conclude that while a conventional draft may never be needed, a draft of men and women possessing these critical skills may be warranted in a future crisis.
Now, this was predicted on Free Talk Live, what, a month and a half ago? Didn't you say that same thing, that they were going to...
This came out a while back, and I think we probably mentioned it again a month and a half ago, the idea that if you have a specific need, or if the military has a specific need for, as they're saying here, medical people,
right,
they'll be able to pass a medical draft where only healthcare personnel are drafted into the military. Or like they're saying here, computer troubleshooters, IT technology, IT guys could be being pulled from your company to go work for the military, slave for the military, because that's what the draft is. It's slavery.
This is scary.
Yeah. So then the memo proposes in detail that the Selective Service be re-engineered. Get this. This is new right here. Because the other thing, the special services thing, we talked about before. This one, The Selective Service be re-engineered to cover all Americans, men and, for the first time, women. Ages 18 to 34.
Wow.
In addition to name, date of birth, social security number, young adults would have to provide the agency with details of their special skills, not just once, but on an ongoing basis until they passed out of draft jeopardy at age 35. Do you understand what that says, Manwich?
I understand. I just turned 34 today, and I got 1 year to go.
Today's not your birthday.
It is, actually.
It is?
Yeah, now that I think about it, it is.
Well, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, man.
Yeah, go to hell, both of you.
Hey, happy birthday, Kim Jong-il, as well.
Really?
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
So the concept here is that they want to create... They want to modify the Selective Service. Because right now, it's still in effect. The Selective Service, ever since the draft was... repealed back in the day, Selective Service has still been chugging along, sending out the draft notice, not the draft notices, but the registration notices to all the 17-year-old males, saying, yep. You're going to be 18 soon. It's 18 soon. It's your responsibility to fill this card out and send it back to us, otherwise we might charge you with a felony and put you in jail. They've kind of just been doing that throughout time, continuing to have the males on the rolls. Now we're talking about expanding the Selective Service into an even larger, even more bloated government bureaucracy that is going to demand that all adults aged 18 to 34 keep them up to date on what their skills are, on what their abilities are. Does that mean, like, you know, when you do your taxes once a year, you have to send an extra card to the Selective Service to update them on the new skills that you've learned during the year or what your current career is?
Awful.
Totally awful. Believe this? They're talking about this. And this wouldn't be coming out unless someone, you know, if someone hadn't gone through there with the Freedom of Information Act and dug up this memo.
Oh, jeez.
The memo, again, proposing to be re-engineered to cover all Americans, testifying before Congress 2 weeks after the meeting that they're talking about between Mr. Rumsfeld's people and the Selective Service, Acting Director of Selective Service Louis Brodsky acknowledged that, quote, consultations with senior defense manpower officials have spurred the agency to shift its preparations away from a full-scale, Vietnam-style draft of untrained men, quote, to a draft of smaller numbers of critical skills personnel. They're admitting it here. They're admitting that they're going to bring the draft back. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Remember Roy G. Biv? You know, the colors of the rainbow. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. If your car is one of these colors, it'll need more frequent waxing. When I come back, I'll tell you which one. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark. Though the International Car Wash Association suggests washing weekly and waxing every 6 months for all car colors, Red Hot Red and its neutral sisters, Black and White, require more frequent care because they're more susceptible to harsh ultraviolet rays. Frequent waxing helps protect these paints from the sun and ensures their sheen. And remember, during cold weather, salt on roads is extra hard on all car finishes. So treat your car to weekly washes and a winter wax. Roy G. Biv, all of him, will thank you come spring. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Literally bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And don't forget, you can log on at freetalklive.com, grab the archives, last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described. And you just grab them up. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. None of that. You just go to the front page, freetalklive.com, and there they are. So, talking about the draft, we're going to go to your calls as they come in. Of course, you can always change the topic. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. But there's some new information coming out about the impending special services draft. And we'll get to the quote, the actual, Rolling Stone contacted the Selective Service and got some actual quotes directly from them on this. We'll get to those next. But first, let's talk to Kevin in East Texas. Kevin, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi, I'm the guy you labeled last week the virulent anti-Semite.
Okay.
From Texas, I'm not. I'm an anti-Zionist.
Tell us the difference.
What does that mean?
Well, that means I'm against my country pouring like $8 billion a year in tax dollars into Israel's interests.
Well, okay. Are you against all foreign aid, or are you against just that one little bit of foreign aid?
Well, no, I'm pretty much against all foreign aid.
Okay, then we agree on that, Kevin.
Our deepest apologies, then. From my point of view, look, if the Palestinians and the Israelis want to kill each other down to the last person, I frankly don't give a shit.
Right. You got to be careful. You're on live radio, Kevin. Yeah, okay. We'll let you get by with one, but that's it.
Okay. Pardon that.
I don't care what goes on between those individuals, those countries, either.
The thing is, I don't want to pay for either side.
Thank you. I agree with that.
I mean, either side.
I don't want to pay for anybody over there. I think that you should be free, if you really care, to send your own money over into another foreign country or to go and join someone else's military and fight their battles. Huh?
Well, it's like right now. I do a lot of... Do you do genealogy?
I'm sorry. No, I don't.
Well, it's looking up a family trees.
I know what the word is.
Yeah, we know what it is.
Okay, well, I just got a deal from a guy in Israel, born in 1962, but he's born in Texas.
Okay.
He was adopted here, and now he lives in Israel, and I'm going to look up his family tree, you know? I'm not anti-Semite. I'm a people person, you know?
Okay, that's fine. Good for you, Kevin. So did you have any comments on the draft?
Well, I was in the military for like 24 years.
Mm-hmm. Sorry to hear that.
And volunteer.
Okay.
And if Bush would just do away with this thing, I mean, this whole thing in the Middle East is wrong.
Absolutely.
Okay. We're
There's no justification to be invading anybody's country.
Right. Well, Bush and his people are trying to shove the American way of life down everyone's throat.
That's the antithesis of the American way of life.
Right, right. Yeah. Well, right, exactly right. It's like we're supposed to say, here, do you want it? Take it. we're trying to shove it down our throat.
Going to get us just the opposite of what we're intending.
Right.
Kevin, great comments. Any final words for us?
Get our troops the hell out of there.
Agreed, Kevin. Thank you for the call. We really appreciate it. 1-800-259-9231, toll-free, 800-259-9231. Well, unfortunately, old Georgie boy isn't really listening to reasonable things like
that. He doesn't like Free Talk Live, I don't think.
I doubt it.
I don't imagine.
I don't think
would.
He's a P1 listener.
I don't think we're going to be landing him as an interview anytime soon.
We would like to make an open invitation, though.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, we're talking about the return of the draft, not the full-size draft that everyone's used to, but the selective special services draft, where if your particular career is something that the Pentagon decides that it needs to utilize, it's going to go ahead and just pluck you out of your existing life, and then
the Pentagon's going to go,
it's going to go and pluck you out of your existing life. That's what it sounds like when you get drafted. It's because you're literally popping straight out of your life, and then you're going to be enslaved by the Pentagon for whatever role they want you to be in. And in case you thought this was just from some memo that someone wrote a year and a half ago, just allegations, well, here it is straight from the Selective Service. Richard Flavahan, the spokesman for the Selective Service, tells Rolling Stone that preparing for a skills-based draft is, quote, in fact, what we have been doing.
Gah.
For starters, the agency has updated a plan to draft nurses and doctors. But that's not all. Again, another quote from Mr. Flavahan. Our thinking was that we could run a healthcare draft in the future, then with some very slight tinkering, we could change that skill to plumbers or linguists or electrical engineers or radio disc jockeys or whatever the military was short. I added the radio.
What?
In other words, if Uncle Sam decides he needs people with your skills,
I felt myself pucker a little. I was a little scared.
The Selective Service has the means to draft you, and quick. But experts, are you guys a little bit frightened by this yet?
I would say so.
This is bad.
I don't think that any of us have doubted that there was going to be a draft.
Right.
Yeah.
Starting this year.
Right.
I mean, this is the year of the draft, folks. I don't think any of us have doubted that it was going to start, and all the, you know, assurances.
I hoped it wasn't.
Oh, yeah, but, yeah. I mean, it's still going to be shocking when you hear that it's going to come to fruition.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, the experts on military manpower say the focus on drafting personnel with special skills misses the larger point. The Army needs more soldiers, not just more doctors and linguists. What you've got now is a real shortage of grunts, guys who can actually carry bayonets. Says McPeak. Again, this is the general. A wholesale draft may be necessary, he adds, to deal with the situation we got ourselves into. We've got to have a bigger army. And the fact is, you know, the numbers just bear that out. The numbers just aren't there for them, especially if they want to go into Iran or Syria or wherever the next
and spread the roots of freedom.
Oh, man. So it's not looking good. Michael O'Hanlon, a military manpower scholar at the Brookings Institute, believes a return to a full-blown draft will be unavoidable if the United States is forced into another war. I like how he says that, forced into another war, as though we were forced into this one. Then he goes on to suggest that if something happens in Korea, that we've promised that we'd commit over 700,000 of our troops to defend South Korea, which would be about half of the entire military. The politics of the draft are radioactive. Polls shows that less than 20% of Americans favored forced military service, and that's a sad, sad state just alone, that 20% of people in this country believe in that. But conscription, which also means slavery, has some unlikely champions, including veterans and critics of the administration who are opposed to Bush's war in Iraq.
Not to mention the people that are in the military right now. Who wants to fight alongside a person who has to be there?
I mean, last month there were 5 suicides in Iraq.
Man.
How many do you think are going to be when they start the draft back up?
I don't think that suicide number is crazy if you look at that demographic. You know, just take a section of that demographic in the United States.
5 suicides in a month, though, is...
In a month?
In a month.
But there's
pretty
there's
amazing.
Like over, there's, what, a quarter million people there, and they're all young people?
There have been more over time, though. 800-259-9231. More draft talk coming up, unless you want to interrupt the show and bring up whatever's on your mind. You can do that. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
Hi. Hi, this is Tasha Sharp with the Genesis Radio Network, and I'm here to introduce to you a product that will put the pep back in your step. If you're like me, a working mom, and even working dads, then these issues will sound familiar to you all. Lack of energy, lack of strength, lack of stamina, lack of sleep, making time for housework, cooking, homework, shopping, and chauffeuring, making time with the kids, making time with the husband, making time for intimacy, most importantly, making time for yourself. I'm here to tell you that there is a way that you can make time for all of these things and more. Introducing the incredible LifeWave Patch. It is safe, non-invasive, and is currently being used by world-renowned athletes, Olympic, professional, collegiate, high school, and little leagues alike. Everyday businessmen and women in all walks of industry. Anyone looking for that extra edge over their competition or just trying to beat the clock? This is truly the answer you've been looking for. Get your free sample at www.LifeWavePromotions.com. Again, your free sample at LifeWavePromotions.com.
Attention parents, Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. The new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the back-breaking work of turning a compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Don't forget you can log on at freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates list whenever there's something to announce about the show, like today. You will be the first person to know about it. Well, one of the first people to know about it. It'll come straight to your email box. Signing up is quick. It's easy. It's free at freetalklive.com. So, for instance, today I sent out an update that said we've got over 300 members on the bulletin board system now. We've got the new expanded edition Saturday night show now from 7 to 10 on Saturday night. So we're now Monday through Saturday from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time, which is great news. And any other news about the show, all sent out via the updates list, so be sure you sign up for that. Let's go right back to the phones, back to the fun. We're talking about the draft. Let's go, but you can, of course, interrupt and talk about anything. Kirby from New Jersey, you're on Free Talk Live. Kirby, hello.
Greetings, my esteemed confidant.
Hello, Kirby.
Oh, man. So the other day I was on the Protest Warrior Forum.
Okay.
Yeah, and
the Protest Warrior Forum.
Yeah, that's well, there is a whole different thing, but I stirred a thread and basically asked, what do you think should be our next move with North Korea? Because North Korea is refusing to come to the six-party talks that we want.
Okay.
And America is refusing to go to the one-on-one talks. Yeah. And so I said, should we go to theirs, or should we demand that they go to ours, or should we just declare war on them?
And I don't like those choices.
Neither do I.
I like the choice of let's withdraw troops from every country and every military base around the world and then
so
keep to our damn selves.
and concentrate on national defense, which is something we don't really have.
Exactly.
A lot of offense, not much defense.
Plenty of offense. But most of them said that we should just demand that they come to our six-party talks.
Or else what?
Or, yeah, I know. And they're, a good amount of them said that we should just go to war. One actually said, out now, there's nothing left to talk about. There's no point in talking anymore. We just need to start fighting.
Amazing. And the Warhawks will never quit.
Protest Warrior would be a place where the Warhawks would congregate.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what would be considered traditional conservatives, you know,
you've
Republicans.
You've been to this website?
Yeah.
Why do they call it Protest Warrior if the Warhawks are there?
Because they are warring against the protesters. They go out and they protest against protesters.
Yeah, I do have respect for them for coming out and saying what they have to say. Not only that, their forum is very, it will let other people of other positions on, which is something you're not going to find in the Democratic underground.
So you're then the Protest Warriors are a little bit higher ranked than the armchair generals, right? Because they'll actually get out and wave signs.
Yeah, and they're also a lot higher ranked from the Democratic underground to me, because I was banned from the Democratic underground.
Just for talking different stuff.
I didn't even say anything that has to do with politics. They just saw my name. It was Dan the Libertarian. My first name is Dan.
Uh-huh.
And they just banned me. That was it.
Wow.
Well, that figures. Now, I got to make the point that since we're talking about bulletin board systems on the Internet, freetalklive.com's never banned anyone, although there are certainly some people that would be very deserved of it. We let them have their say, and we let them talk their trash. And it's fine with me, because it just makes them look like assholes.
Yeah, I know. I post on that on your board now, but the truth is that the Protest Warrior Forum has a lot more people, a lot more talk than the BBS of Free Talk Live.
Well, I'm sure that's true.
I hate to break it to you.
Well,
it's a contentious issue.
You get a different point of view at Protest Warrior.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, because Free Talk Live isn't going to have a large contingent of the traditional Republican type talk.
Yeah, well, definitely not.
So, Kirby, anything else on your mind tonight?
Not only North Korea, but there's also Syria. Is that I just heard that you remember that car bombing that they assassinated the former prime minister of Lebanon?
Lebanon, yeah.
Yeah. Well, the U.S. just withdrew its ambassador to Syria in response to that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I thought back as soon as I heard of that, I thought back to the War of 1812. Mm-hmm. The War of 1812 was started because America was mad that England was taking American merchant ships and conscripting them into the British Navy.
Right.
And 3 days...
And the sailors.
Yeah, and sailors, of course. And 3 days after the war began, the British government had just, because they didn't like it anymore, just abolished that policy altogether. And had the communication lines been better back then, or circumstances had been different, the war probably never had to happen.
We would have gotten the notice that they'd abolished the policy, is what you're saying.
Ooh.
Yeah, and now we're losing our quickest line of communication with the Syrians.
Right, so we're breaking communication. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, but I'm sure we still can communicate with them. But
sure we can, too. But whether or not George Bush wants to is another question.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
It's a frightening situation. You're 14 years old, Kirby. And,
I know.
Luckily, you'll probably just be turning 18 when George Bush is leaving office,
assuming
we have an election in 2008.
Turning 18 in 2009.
Very good, sir. Well, thank you for the call, as usual.
All right.
800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. 9231. I mean, it's frightening enough for me to, because I'm in my 20s, and Jason, you're also as well. You're on the very upper edge.
I'm an old man. It's 24 today.
So it's frightening enough, the concept that we might get drafted. Yeah. But imagine being 14, and imagine if they did bring back the draft.
You know, it's frightening for the U.S. military.
If they did bring back the draft, and you're 14, you're 15, you're 16, you're getting every year you're getting closer to being drafted. Yep. Man, that's got to be frightening. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control and bring up anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans re-secure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Bring up anything you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Political, personal, anything. You got an agenda you want to push, you can do it. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern time, and anything goes. Again, at 800-259-9231. Don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com. And, of course, you can tune in online to our live streams that we have. We got the broadband stream. We've got the dial-up version of the stream as well, so everybody can listen. There's no excuse for you to not be listening to Free Talk Live. I mean, obviously, we'd rather be on your local talk stations, and if you want to do us a favor, call your local station, and tomorrow during business hours, talk to the program director or general manager and let them know that you want to hear Free Talk Live 6 nights a week, Monday through Saturday from 7 to 10 Eastern. So let's get back into it, shall we? The draft. There's a lot to say about it. It may be returning in a major way, although right now, the Selective Service is admitting to only wanting to do a special services draft. They're actually admitting it now. They're saying this is something they are going to probably have to be doing here. They're ready. They're implementing the programs as we speak. Well, reinstating the draft, they say, would force every level of society to participate in military service. These are the advocates of bringing back the full-on draft that are talking about this. Rather than placing a disproportionate burden on minorities in the working class, African Americans, who make up roughly 13% of the civilian population, account for 22% of the armed forces, and the Defense Department acknowledges that recruits are drawn primarily from families in the middle and lower middle socioeconomic status.
That's because upper class people can afford not to have to go and fight and die.
Right.
Yep.
society-wide draft, well, so can these people. They're just more easily recruited because the military recruiters paint this picture of fast cars, easy women, and lots of money for people that don't have very much in life. And they buy into it because they're 18 years old, and fast cars and easy women are what life is about for them.
Now, of course, the picture painted is a very skewed and inaccurate one, and they end up getting a lot more than they bargained for.
Well, maybe a lot less than they bargained for.
Yeah.
Anyway, a society-wide draft would also make it more difficult for politicians to commit troops to battle without popular approval. Again, these are the claims of the pro-draft people. The folks making the decisions are committing other people's lives to a war effort that they're not making any sacrifices for, says Charles Sheehan Miles, who fought the first Gulf War, and now blah, blah, blah. Under the current all-volunteer system, fewer than a dozen members of Congress have children in the military. Well, this draft that they're proposing, is it going to force the government people to put their kids in, to, you know, to as a good example to the rest of the American populace? Do you think that the government people might find a way around the new draft if it was passed? You know, considering they're going to write the damn law in the first place? You think they might just write in a few exemptions for their own kids?
I don't think so. Because this way, you can get, senator's son, congressman's son, they'll get drafted, and then because of who they are, they'll get put in some desk job.
Yeah, okay, good point.
It'll look great on their resume.
Right, yeah, okay, great point, because what they could do is, yeah, they could indeed show, look, my son, I'm Senator so-and-so, my son was just drafted by this new draft legislation, good luck, sonny. And they'll make a big show out of it, and he'll go off to Iraq, and then, like you said, they'll give him a cushy lieutenant position.
There's no way you'd see him on the front line.
Yeah, great point. 800-259-9231. It's amazing to me that these allegedly anti-war people are advocating bringing back the draft. It's crazy. It's just more proof that it's going to be a bipartisan draft effort once they all kind of get behind this concept.
Yeah.
We got more, 800-259-9231, unless you want to interrupt the show and bring up whatever's on your mind. We're going to talk about video game violence coming up tonight as well. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're tired of...